97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guest is Dr. Rick Essman, who is a member of Chapel Hill Chiropractic Center. Dr. Rick, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
Pleasure. Chiropractic, talk to me about it.
Well, Sharon, one of the valuable questions is, why is chiropractic important? And primary reason in my view is really set at the feet of the industry of medicine. There is a field, let's just imagine a stadium, and that's called the stadium, the health stadium, and medicine has pretty much as an industry vacated the field.
Ooh.
Medicine has vacated the field of health and there's various reasons. The debate about the healthcare as a policy in our nation, et cetera, are all, to me, ancillary and never actually really address the true issues that are challenges for the modern individual. Now, when I take medicine to task, it's not my father was a physician, by the way, so I was raised in a medical family. And it's not that there aren't specific providers who are doing awesome work as medical physicians. It's really just the industry. And the simple way I have to describe how health has been left at the wayside goes back down to the simple simplicity of what health is. And every physician, myself included, we read the same books, Guyton's textbook of medical physiology. It's the same book all my medical colleagues used. And when you go back to the fundamentals, I like to tell my patients, it's every single cell in the body requires four things, and that's kind of it. And those four things are high-quality food, high-quality air, high-quality water, and high-quality, functioning, clear nervous system.
Ooh, okay.
And chiropractic, as a specialty, really focuses on the health and function of the nervous system by in most situations, taking mechanical stress out of the spine, out of the structure, which allows the nervous system to function more efficiently, more effectively, thereby giving guidance and direction that is necessary to the accumulation of the molecules of food and water and air that become an animated, living human being. What a great, magical
concept here.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Rick, why has modern medicine, I'll use that term rather than saying doctors or Western medicine, whatever, I think we know the answer to this, but why have they separated themselves from those basics that you just described?
I just have guesses. My guesses are that it's higher levels of abstraction that have gotten in the way. The utilization of drugs and drug therapies, rather than going back to this fundamental issue with every single patient, it's become so easy to go in and try to find a drug to go in and slip in and achieve some substituted function. And the actual health of the tissues doesn't get addressed. Now, there are a lot of physicians out there who are coming around and teaching, like Andrew Weil and Deepak Chopra.
Yes.
And who's some of the other, Dr. Oz,
yeah,
et cetera, who as individuals are helping our culture reclaim a focus on what's necessary to be healthy. But the system itself just gets in the way. The value of, and I see it every day, the value of addressing the fundamentals really, when we address high-quality food, water, air, and the nervous system, we don't just address it for one, quote-unquote, symptomatic area of the body. Every single cell in the body benefits. Every system of the body, the cardiovascular system, the liver, the kidneys.
Yeah.
et cetera, all benefit.
I'm hearing a holistic approach with the chiropractic as opposed to just taking one symptom and throwing a pill at it.
That's, yes.
And to sum it all up right there.
Yes.
Well, why do doctors, and your doctor and the other doctors, why does the Western medicine, let's use that term, why do they poo-poo what you're saying when it's so logical?
Only just knee-jerk reactions. And a lot of folks have forgotten in this particular, they've forgotten Roy G. Biv. They've forgotten Roy G. Biv. Red, art, and yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. They're the colors of the spectrum.
Right.
That's fundamental in the world of art, and it will, quote unquote, it will never change.
Yeah.
And it's important to maintain functional, not attachment, but functional access to the fundamentals with every patient.
Okay.
With every consideration, and make sure that those are being addressed. Now, in medicines, to their benefit, on the other side, and now we go to a different stadium. Let's go to the stadium of emergency care, emergency surgeries, emergency first aid care, emergency drug therapies. There is nothing like Western modern medicine. Oh, it's so off the charts, advanced and progressive and successful.
Okay.
That to me is where the great massive strength of medical care is. But once people start taking drugs as a lifestyle, that's the great weakness of medicine. And that's where myself and our office, Dr. Ryan Fox, Dr. Suzanne Fox, and myself over at the Chapel Hill Chiropractic Center, that's where we really focus and specialize is in making sure we utilize not just our structural analysis of the spine. We also utilize blood work, hair analysis, every tool we have access to conceptualize it. First, you have to conceptualize what is health in order to then be able to evaluate and address it. And we utilize those tools to give us information about nutritional status of individuals, not whether they have a disease or not. What's their nutritional status in very specific and directed and guided ways, where then when we support them, either through dietary changes and or supplements and or their chiropractic care, we can monitor the progress of their system from and evaluating their state of health.
Well, let's take time now to get your contact information and continue this conversation in the next segment, because you're talking about some good critical stuff that I think everybody needs to hear. So what's your contact information for the center?
Our phone at the Chapel Hill Chiropractic Center is 919, and I have to put my glasses on, 919-968-4417.
All right.
968-4417. And our website is chapelhillchiropracticcenter.com. chapelhillchiropracticcenter.com.
Very good. Let's take a break. And when we come back, let's hear some more about the world of chiropractic and as well the Chapel Hill Chiropractic Center.
Thank you.
You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today is Dr. Rick Essman, who is a member of the Chapel Hill Chiropractic Center. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. My guest today is Dr. Rick Essman, who is a member of the Chapel Hill Chiropractic Center. Dr. Rick, I know one of your favorite statements is, health is simple. Would you expand on that, please?
Yes, Sharon. One of the challenges in our culture is being run around by the fear of disease, the fear of not knowing, the fear that things are so complex, it really takes a really smart brain. Oh my gosh, you got to have the super best, most magnificent, the president went and saw this physician kind of person to figure it out. Mm-hmm. It's like, got to have a house, right? Dr. House, the TV show.
Yeah.
And In the world of drug therapies and massive surgeries and et cetera, that's kind of true. However, in the world of our health care, going back to the fundamentals and realizing health is simple. The requirement of every cell in our body, though, back to those, the high-quality food, water, air, and a healthy function and nervous system, have my encouragement to our listeners is to have faith. have faith that as you address the symbol fundamentals, you are giving, providing a strong foundation, cultivating and nourishing the mechanisms that our bodies require. And curiously enough, it's the same way for every animal. It's the same way for the plants. There are the simple fundamental processes of all living entities on our planet. It's pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
Take confidence and courage that you too, because you're on the green side of the grass, you too can address, restore, and activate your health in your body. There's simple places that it all gets started.
Mm-hmm.
I could go on in any different direction about any organ system, and let's talk about it. For instance, I've met a lady here in town who does colon therapy. Well,
yes.
That's one of the fundamentals of being healthy is having the colon work well, and that supports the liver. And when you support the liver, there are umpteen bazillion different enzymes. That's a medical term, umpteen bazillion.
okay.
Enzymes that the liver makes that are vital and important to functions all around the body. And another component that's real simple, relating to the structure, relating to therefore the nerve flow, is our posture. When I like to call it the difference between the serf and or the slave posture, which is the shoulders slumped forward, the head forward, the chest caved in a bit, head tucked in, you know, walking around trying to avoid being attacked or injured, versus the posture of the true American, which is the posture of the regal posture. We're all kings and queens here in the United States of America, all of us. Well, how do kings and queens walk around? They walk around with their sternum up to the ceiling. And posturally, that repositions the head back up on top of the shoulders, takes stress off of the brainstem where the respiratory and circulatory centers are controlled. It opens up the chest cavity. So now we have better neurological control of our desire to breathe and awareness of the need and requirement and desire to breathe. And every breath we take, our chest cavity is open bigger. We get more air. We get higher oxygen levels in our bloodstream and therefore in all the tissues of our body. That translates up into the cranial cavity where the brain is and the endocrine control of the body. Well, what's endocrine mean? Those are the feelings and emotions. So by having better posture, sternum up to the ceiling, we oxygenate our endocrine centers, which therefore then regulates the way we feel. We feel better because our hormones are producing more effectively and efficiently. We feel better. Therefore, it's easier to get out and do a little bit of exercise. It's easier to focus on that green vegetable over there because we feel better. Therefore, we choose actions that reflect, and then our immune system is stronger.
But what do you say about people who were born with specific ailments or even the aged who have osteoporosis,
osteoarthritis?
Where they're starting to sloop over and bend because their body is doing that. Can a chiropractic correct that, or do you just alleviate the pain? What do you do?
We can mitigate its effects. If the bones have changed shape, there's quote-unquote nothing can be done. If the bones have remodeled because of the stress of that change in posture. However, every individual, whatever their physicality is, whatever their physical structure is, can be as healthy as they can be given their current status.
So how early should a person go see a chiropractic then, just to make chiropractor rather, so that they can avoid some of these bent over spines and things like that?
Yes, yes. Well, there are various reasons for the quote-unquote that the bent-over spine. As a broad rule, I don't like to see children any younger than a day or two old.
Wow!
And
any younger than a day or two.
That's correct.
Hello.
That's correct.
Okay.
Give them a chance to make sure they bond with mom and dad.
Yes.
And the birth process can be very traumatic for a little spine. sitting there, usually, you know, kind of pounding away against mom's pubic bone, spinal compression. Uh-huh. It can be quite an event. And then throughout childhood, all of the childhood slips and falls and bumps all result in accumulation of stresses and traumas to the spine, resulting in mechanical repositioning and therefore different biomechanical stressors. They relate to different neurological stressors. And throughout childhood and teenage years, most all of us have done one crazy thing and or after another that has resulted in different stressors.
So do you recommend if the son falls out of the tree, they should be taken to the chiropractor just to make sure everything is still aligned?
Yes. After the acute, quote-unquote, bumps and bruises and fractures are ruled out, then yes.
Okay. Well, why don't you give us your contact information again with the last 30 seconds we have for this session?
Great. Telephone number is 919-968-4417. 968-4417, and we are over on Legion Road, 1717 Legion Road, Suite 202.
Got it.
We're across the street from the Legion Hall.
From the Legion Hall.
That's correct.
Thank you. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's hear some more about chiropractic in our third segment.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. You've been listening to WCHL. My guest today is Dr. Rick Essman, who is a member of the Chapel Hill Chiropractic Center. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Dr. Rick Essman, who is a member of the Chapel Hill Chiropractic Center. Well, Dr. Rick, you've done a brilliant job explaining the importance of chiropractic and just good health in general. Tell our audience what happens if they say, all right, I'm convinced I'm going to go see Dr. Rick. What is the experience like when a patient comes to see you?
Well, Sharon, the first thing we do, like any other physician, is we sit down and review the patient's current history, the episode of discomfort and or pain and or health concern and consideration. When did it start? Where did it come from? How long has it been around? Et cetera. And have a ton of little questions to ask. And then we also do a little exploration of their family history and then move into an examination that's a real simple, straightforward chiropractic, orthopedic, and or neurological examination. We do orthopedic tests to challenge certain joints in the body and differentiate between a joint or a disc or ligament or muscle. Then we do muscle testing, which helps us determine neurological status. We send folks, we have x-ray equipment and or we send folks out for x-rays and or MRIs when necessary and needed. And in our office, we give people options on whether they are interested in just patch me up and fix me for now, and that's all I'm interested in. And we also have options for people to let us know they're interested in their big picture of their entire health care. And in that case, then we'll often do send them out for some lab work, a very comprehensive panel of analysis, which, as I mentioned earlier, helps us tease out the different levels of nutritional status for different organ systems in a way that's just different to analyze it than if they just have what's called frank disease, a frank expression of a disease pattern. We're looking at it on a much different scale that helps us. Then, when we provide our care, we do follow-up, and we can see through their blood work, we can see that they actually have made changes.
Well, Dr. Rick, I wish we had more time, but our time is up. Thank you so much for coming and speaking to us today on Today's Business.
Well, you're welcome, Sharon.
Pleasure.
I appreciate you having me.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to Today's Business, 1360 AM, 97.9 FM. My guest today has been Dr. Rick Essman, E-S-S-M-A-N, who is a member of the Chapel Hill Chiropractic Center. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.